Testimony by FBI Director Robert Mueller suggests that the September 11th hijackers had a simple plan that was extremely well executed. And he says it would have been very difficult to spot the hijackers in advance. Mueller gave his assessment to a closed session of Congress's Joint Intelligence Committee in June. It was released yesterday. In the studio with us is NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty. Barbara, are there any major new details here?
Well, I think the main thing that we can get from this is the testimony really confirmed what we already suspected, John, and that is that no one else knew of the hijackers' plans here in the U.S. before they actually took effect. And according to Robert Mueller, there's absolutely no evidence that they contacted other suspected terrorists. They essentially kept the plan completely within their group. But mainly, John, this testimony, it's the first time that we've seen kind of a blueprint of how the hijackers were organized and how they pulled off the attack.
Right. For instance, they had very definite roles. Atta was always considered the mastermind, and now there's confirmation the other hijackers regarded him as the leader.
That's right. We know that because one of the hijackers left a message on Atta's cell phone calling him boss. And we've learned about two other people who had pretty important roles, very important roles. One was Marwan al-Shehhi. Now, he's the one who piloted the plane that crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. He was apparently the money man. He received more than $200,000 from various sources, mainly people in the United Arab Emirates. And then he parceled out that money to the other hijackers so that they could buy airplane tickets and they could get flight lessons and hotel reservations, that kind of thing. Then there is this fellow named Khalid al-Midar. We've heard about him because the CIA had been aware of him for some time. The FBI believes that al-Midar was responsible for the muscle men, the 13 hijackers who weren't pilots, who basically constrained the passengers.
And according to Mueller's testimony, the hijackers came to the U.S. in a very organized way. In fact, the whole enterprise was very well organized.
That's right. The muscle men all came to the U.S. after the pilots had completed their flight training, and they entered fairly close to the attack date. They entered between April and June of 2001, so they weren't just kind of hanging around. They all entered legally, and they traveled in twos or threes. And then after they arrived in the United States, they fairly quickly met up with the pilots and got positioned in various cities in Florida and in Virginia and in California. And as you said, the whole team was very organized. Mohammed Atta met once a month, it turns out, with Nawaf al-Hamzi to, as Mueller put it, discuss the status of the operation and final preparations. And as you said, while the plan was fairly simple, they executed it with real discipline. It went off essentially without a hitch.
What did Mueller say about how they exploited the loopholes and the vulnerabilities of our system?
What he meant by that was that they exploited the openness of our system, where anyone can buy an airline ticket, where people can be sure that their phones aren't being tapped, at least arbitrarily, where people can move money around. The hijackers knew that essentially if they kept out of trouble, they had nothing to fear from the police. For example, there's a really interesting anecdote. One of the hijackers reported a robbery attempt to the police in May of 2001, and you know, then he later declined to press charges. But that's how well they knew the system. They knew that they wouldn't get caught if they didn't. They wouldn't get caught as hijackers if they didn't really run afoul of the law.
I recall that you did a story a while back about an Al-Qaeda training manual. Does the FBI think the hijackers actually used those guidelines?
Well, it appears that they have read the manual. This is a document that British investigators discovered a few years back. And it seems that the hijackers really did everything by the book. One of the key things that the manual teaches is that a would-be terrorist should blend into society. And they did. They dressed and acted like Americans. They shopped at places like Walmart. They ate at Pizza Hut. And another thing the manual talks about is know your enemy. And they certainly knew their enemy. They all took practice flights across the country, and they knew what they were doing on the date of the attacks. There's also something else interesting. On the way back from their transatlantic flights, they stopped in Las Vegas. People know that that's where people exchange cash because you can hide it very well.
Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.